USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rallies in support of a woman's right to an abortion are being held in every single state today. At noon local time, advocates will be at various locations speaking out against abortion bans and to promote reproductive freedom. The hashtag Stop the Bans movement is being sponsored by groups from the ACLU to Planned Parenthood. President Trump on the campaign trail in the Keystone State last evening.
President Trump blasting current Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden at a huge rally at a hangar in Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
And don't forget, Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
That report from correspondent Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Members of the House Democratic leadership are reportedly urging Speaker Nancy Pelosi to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, but Pelosi continues to resist that idea. The head of the House Judiciary Panel strongly suggesting that former White House counsel Don McGahn show up at a hearing set for today. In a letter, Chairman Jerry Nadler says the committee is, quote, prepared to use all enforcement mechanisms to compel his testimony. The panel wants McGahn to answer questions about his testimony in the Mueller investigation. A major city looking for a new police chief, as city manager in Fort Worth, Texas, says they have fired Chief Joel Fitzgerald. City manager David Cook says he was relieved of duty yesterday after a series of incidents.
Questions of commitment and leadership both inside the department and in the community had been raised.
And he says Fitzgerald's recent confrontation with the head of a law enforcement union was a last straw. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Talk about a terrific graduation gift. Imagine hearing your tuition is free and you don't owe a dime on your student loan. Well, this actually happens at a college, and the students are absolutely shocked. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Morehouse College graduates are having their student loan debt paid off by a billionaire investor. Graduate Ernest White tells CBS this morning that he's trying to let that news sink in.
I don't think we really understood what he really said. And the moment we did, the entire class got up, started crying, cheering, because it was just so unbelievable.
Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at the all-male, historically black college.
CBS News correspondent Steve Croft of 60 Minutes fame retiring from the show. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
CBS confirming that Steve Croft, a 60 Minutes correspondent for the past 30 years, is retiring from the program at the end of the broadcast season. His last piece about what could be the biggest money laundering scheme ever aired Sunday on the show's 51st season finale. And the 73-year-old Croft told viewers at the end of the program,
I'm not getting any younger. I want to leave while I still have all of my marbles, the energy to enjoy life, and the curiosity to pursue some different things.
Croft has been with the show since 1989. A tribute to him and his career is expected to air on CBS in September. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.